In This League presents Player Debates 2020. Fantasy baseball's biggest decisions. Player versus player. Debated by Chris Welsh and Scott Bogman. Here's today's debate.
Jack Flaherty in 2019 posted 11 wins, 231 strikeouts, a 2.75 ERA, and a .97 whip. That whip was third in MLB, the ERA was sixth, his 20 quality starts ranked 11th, and his Sierra of 3.68 was good for 12th. In 2020, Steamer foresees similar numbers, 13 wins, 232 strikeouts, a 3.61 ERA, and 1.17 whip. Steven Strasburg in 2019 put up an all-important 33 starts. In them, 18 went for wins, 251 strikeouts accompanied, 3.32 ERA, and Strasburg's 1.04 whip. His wins were fourth in MLB. His strikeouts were sixth. Innings pitched of 209 ranked fifth overall, and his Sierra of 3.49 was sixth. Steamer 2020 predicts numbers almost identical to Flaherty's. 14 wins, 231 strikeouts, a 3.58 ERA, and 1.17 whip. Debating these positions today, we have Alex Fast from Pitcher's List taking on Steven Strasburg, while Jack Flaherty will be represented in the debate by Scott Bogman. Boys, take it away.
There seems to be some difference in drafting habits depending on what site you use. NFBC has Flaherty ahead of Strasburg by about six spots, 24 to 30. On Fantrax, it's a three-spot difference with Strasburg getting the edge at 27 to Flaherty at 30. Strasburg finally did do it last year. He started 30 games, 33 to be exact, for the first time since 2014. He stayed healthy throughout the playoff push and was a World Series MVP. Jack Flaherty hit 30 starts for the first time in the bigs last year, but he has had 30 starts three seasons in a row between the minors and majors at age 24, a feat Strasburg has only reached three times at 31. Strasburg had the best season of his career, and he lost two of four cats to Flaherty. I actually think there's a chance that Strasburg can stay healthy. I feel like it's the reason he re-signed with the Nats. They have worked on a program that works for him to stay healthy. But will I bank on that and take him in the late second, early third? Absolutely not. I would rather bank on Flaherty hitting a stride, building in his first complete season in the bigs, and even if Strasburg stays healthy, if they both perform like they did last year, you're only getting wins and a few extra strikeouts. This one is easy for me. Give me Flaherty and let somebody else take the risk on Strasburg.
I've had a very long relationship with Jack Flaherty. 2 years ago, I wrote an article about him saying that I think this is someone that we should look out for. And then, bam, what do you know? He had a great season. And then since that, I've sort of been off of the Jack Flaherty train. And there's a few reasons why. We're going to break it down systematically. We're not looking at overall numbers here, but we're actually going to break it down arsenal by arsenal between Jack Flaherty and Steven Strasburg. Both of them really have five overall pitches, but they don't utilize them fully. We'll get to that in a little bit, but we're going to start with their fastball. They both have a fastball. Who's got the better fastball? For what it's worth, Flaherty goes to that pitch much more often, went to it nearly 50% of the time last year. Strasburg heavily dropped that fastball usage last year, threw it a career low 28.6% of the time. Let's go back to that fastball though for Jack Flaherty, 32nd percentile in spin rate. I noticed something weird with Flaherty's fastball 2 years ago in that it was overperforming its peripherals. I broke down his fastball by spin rate and velocity to see some league averages. So the league average ex-WOBA on fastballs from righties in the 93-95 mile an hour range is 354. I get really specific because not every fastball is created equal. We want to look at the bucket that Jack Flaherty's fastball is. 354 league average ex-WOBA on that. Jack Flaherty's was 197. Okay, he had the largest disparity between his WOBA and his ex-WOBA on his fastball. That's not the only metric that points to a little bit of regression for that fastball. If you look at his BABIP on the year, he's got a 232 BABIP on his fastball. That's the third lowest BABIP in baseball on his fastball. There's another sign that points to regression for him. Excuse me, I believe it was actually the sixth highest disparity between his 265 WOBA and 304 ex-WOBA. Now, if you look at this fastball overall, his career WOBA is 233 as well, which could indicate that, yeah, maybe his fastball is going to overperform, but 233 is completely not sustainable. Also, there's a great article about from Alex Chamberlain about ex-WOBACON. That's such a weird, fancy stat, but it stands for estimated weighted on-base average on contact, batting average on contact BACON. It's essentially WOBA or ex-WOBA that removes on all non-balls in play, hence the average on contact. Good metric to see how pitchers or batters are faring on balls in play that, unlike BABIP, takes home runs into account and give you a good idea on the type of contact a batter is receiving or a pitcher is letting up. It essentially isolates contact quality. I bring it up because it's completely you can't count on it year after year. If you see a guy whose ex-WOBACON on a particular pitch is super low, that's not really a good thing. And if you look at the ex-WOBACON on some of Jack Flaherty's pitches, they are extremely, almost 100 points below league average, especially with that fastball. For Strasburg, the spin is 2167. The league average on that is 361, which is about what his fastball was in terms of ex-WOBA. 292 BABIP for him last year, right in line with his average. So if you want to theoretically say that maybe that Flaherty had the edge, that's not necessarily the case, because that fastball is more than likely going to regress the next year. So we're going to give that point to Strasburg there on fastball. The better breaking pitch, this is a tough one, right? Flaherty's got that slider. Strasburg's got that curveball. It's tough to compare the two pitches because they're completely different. The whiff rate goes to Flaherty. The swinging strike rate goes to Flaherty. But the CSW, which is called strikes plus whiffs, takes called strikes into account. That goes to Strasburg. The FIP on the breaking ball goes to Strasburg. The WOBA goes to Strasburg. The ex-WOBA goes to Strasburg. The ex-WOBACON goes to Strasburg. The 40K rate is about the same, and the walk rate also goes to Strasburg. So despite the fact that Flaherty had this historic second half with his slider, arguably Strasburg's curveball was the better breaking pitch. If you want to go just by swinging strike, which is more consistent year over year, I can definitely give you that point to Flaherty. So let's, for argument's sake, say we're 1-1 here. Why don't we go into their third pitch? Let's look at their third pitch. I'm going to qualify a third pitch, but something over 20% or even over 15% for good measure. Strasburg's third pitch is that changeup. Third best changeup by swinging strike rate in baseball among starters. Best WOBA on a changeup in baseball. Best ex-WOBA on a changeup in baseball. Third best WOBACON. Third best ex-WOBACON. Let's go to Flaherty's third pitch. Oh, wait, he doesn't have one. He doesn't have a third pitch at all. He doesn't know anything above 15%. The curveball is like 12%. He has a sinker that he throws and then like a changeup that he threw like twice. For me, you have to go with Strasburg. Jack Flaherty cannot lead your team. I'm not saying Jack Flaherty's bad, but right now that NFBC data that shows that he is going to be the ace of your team, there's too much volatility there. Yes, the second half was superb. So much fun to watch. But he's essentially a two-pitch pitcher that's pitching a park that had the lowest BABIP on ground balls in baseball last year. All of this, to me, screams regression.
Player Debates 2020.
All right, it's time for the open forum time. Yeah, that was a lot. I mean, you went through extreme data here. I'm over here like, Strasburg can't stay healthy. You got to take Flaherty. But I think that my answer in most fantasy drafts on this question is probably going to be neither one of these guys. I'm a known Strasburg hater, and it's not that I dislike his stuff. I think he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. But my big point about not wanting to invest in Strasburg this year or most years is that 22 starts, 28 starts, 24 starts, 23 starts. He's never bottoming out, right? He's never down to 10 starts because of, you know, issues, but he always seems to have something going on. So like I said in my argument, I do believe that he can stay healthy, but I really want him to show it to me. If he's going to be a top 3-round pick, he's got to show it to me more than 1 year out of his last five. And I think Flaherty's going to stay healthy. He hasn't shown me anything that I know of to, you know, have an argument that he wouldn't stay healthy. So I want the guy that's going to be actually on the field, even with regression, which I think is expected. I think Steamer Projections has him down a little bit. They've got his ERA up to 3.61, almost a full run higher, much closer to his xFIP last year, which was 3.64. you know, the strikeouts are about the same. They got him right around the same amount of innings, maybe one more win and a couple more losses, just more decisions overall. But were you specifically making the argument for Flaherty, or do you believe in the stuff that you said as well, where you're not just trying to poke holes, that you're not a Flaherty guy for this season either?
Where he's being drafted, I'm not a Flaherty guy. The fact that he is being called upon to be the ace of your squad is just, there's too much volatility there, as I kind of pointed out with that fastball, and that really scares me. I mean, it's a different use case, but everyone wanted to buy into Germán Márquez's second half because it was so amazing. And then obviously he's in Coors and that's a little bit different. But when you're looking at sample sizes, a full year of sample size is so much more important than that second half. And I do really want to clarify, like, I would be more than happy to have like Jack Flaherty as like my, you know, my number two guy. I think that would be great. His slider is absolutely fantastic and it's going to continue to be fantastic, but he's almost kind of like Patrick Corbin in that if that fastball starts to not be effective, everything's going to be really bad for him. And only one of these two pitchers reached 200 innings last year, and that was Steven Strasburg. You know what I mean? Flaherty had 33 starts, but he had 196.1 innings pitched. And to your point, obviously, you're 100% correct about Strasburg with the injuries. That's definitely a concern for him. The thing that makes me a little less wary of it is he seems to be moving away from that fastball. He's throwing something in that curveball. He's really amping that usage. I think it's going to be a little less taxing on that arm. Maybe they figured something out to make him a little bit healthier over the year. And even that, let's say, you know, he misses a few starts for you and you only get 150 innings out of him or 160. I still think those are going to be more effective innings for you in the long run than the potential mid-3 ERA that Flaherty's going to give you.
I play a ton of head-to-head. Do you have a difference in opinion in head-to-head leagues because of Strasburg losing time at the end of the year, like in the playoffs and stuff?
Not necessarily. I think there's so many good, valuable streaming options that you can use at the end of the year that might be able to help you push ahead. And also, if you're at the point where you're competitive, it's probably not because of just one pitcher. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's probably someone else on your squad that's going to help you get there. I mean, do you think personally, I don't want to, you know, jump the shark too much, but are the Nationals as they stand a playoff team right now? Is that something we're going to have to worry about?
I think maybe, you know, but I don't know. Like in all sports, there seems to be a weird hangover after you win the World Series, especially when you win the championship, especially when it's your first time doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think that is definitely something that you could worry about. And that division got better, you know, in the offseason, too. So I think that they're probably borderline. It's going through 162 games, it's tough for any team to make it to the playoffs. So I think they probably are, but I wouldn't put a lot of money on it at this point.
Yeah, I think we can agree that at this point, you know, if the season started tomorrow, there's no way that the Nationals are running away with this division, right?
No, absolutely not. The Braves are good. The Phillies are better. They should be better without Kapler, at least. So, and the Mets are even pretty decent. So, yeah, everyone but the Marlins is a threat in that division. So
then, therefore, they're probably going to need Strasburg down the stretch.
Yeah, but is he going to be available down the stretch?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's a great point. Yeah, I mean, that's the gamble that you have to make. I mean, do you at least agree with me that Flaherty as a top seven guy is a little bit crazy?
Too much. Yeah. And I think that's why I started out my argument was my answer is going to be neither one of these guys, because I'm not investing in Flaherty where he's going. And I'm just, everybody knows that listens, I am not a Steven Strasburg guy. I just can't. Look, if he does it again this year, if he starts another 30 games, I'm in. I'm on board. Whatever they're doing, it's working in Washington. And I do think that that's why he stayed, is he's had problems. Yeah. But, he spent his entire career with the Nationals. So, you know, it's not like, maybe they figured it out at 30 years old what he needs to do in between games and all that stuff. Maybe it was just about getting him the right routine. Which is fine. And the skill's always going to be there. There's not too many guys that are going to strike out 250 in a year. You know, he's one of the few that'll do that. Absolutely. And I think I do think that the 196 innings for Flaherty was kind of babying him along. We've seen the Dodgers do this stuff too, is, you know, he gets in a little trouble. All right, let's pull him. He's a young guy, first full season, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. I think he'll get a longer leash this year. So I would expect him, if he starts 33 games again, 32 games again, to go over 200 innings. I just, like you said, I don't know, after the league is adjusting to him and stuff, is he going to have regression? I think he's going to have at least a little bit as well. So I love this debate. And, you know, I like that you went to the pitch values, too, because just looking this up, you know, the second best curveball in the bigs, according to pitch value, was Strasburg. Charlie Morton was the best. He had the seventh best change. His off-speed stuff is killer. And then, like you said, the two pitches that Flaherty have are super dominant. A second in his pitch value for his fastball behind Garrett Cole. And Cole was way ahead of him at 36.2 to 31.8. for Flaherty, but the step down from those two guys was pretty big. And then the sixth best slider, according to pitch value in baseball as well, at 16.3. So, you know, these guys are both really, really good. Is there anything else you have to add on this debate? I mean, are you taking, how many drafts have you done already?
Me? No, I don't start until like February, March.
God bless you. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
But have you done any mocks or anything like that?
Yeah, I've done a few mocks. I mean, I don't think I get really excited and just take Clevinger as high as possible, just because the things I feel for him, no man should feel for another man. It's just too much love. So I haven't gotten any Strasburg shares. One thing that you just brought up, that it doesn't have any bearing on the future, but I had this tweet yesterday about the top pick pitches by WOBA over the past decade, and Strasburg's curveball is in the top 20. I mean, it has truly been one of the most dominant pitches of the decade. So the fact that he's now in 2020 being like, you know what, I'm going to throw this 40% of the time and then throw my changeup, which is going to be so much less taxing on that arm, at least in my opinion, that's awesome. That's really, I think, you know, obviously the injury concerns are still going to be there, but like, man, if he could put it together again, just get 200 innings, even 180, it's going to be a good year for him, I think.
At some point, I feel like it's just manning up and pitching through the tough stuff. And it's stuff that I feel like maybe he didn't want to do before and he's doing now. But you have a great point too, as, you know, when he's throwing the change more, it's less wear and tear on that arm. So, and the body overall. So this is a great, great debate here. This is one of my, the closest ones, the pitching ones. I like to have, you know, like you guys from Pitchers List, like we had Nick on earlier, which was funny. I was going to say,
don't let anyone know. I can't stand him.
Did you tell Pollock that you called him a hack in our DMs? You're like, you guys are finally having me on. You've had Nick on a bunch of times and he's a hack. So
no.
I am glad.
I didn't tell him.
I'm glad that you were able to stop by. And if you guys are not following Alex on Twitter, I don't know what you're doing. It's at AlexFast8. What's coming up at Pitcher List for you guys? What's on the docket here soon?
Yeah, we've got a lot. We've got 5.0, which is going to launch really soon. A lot of surprises that Nick made me sign an NDA, so I'm not allowed to talk about them. But then I've got an article coming out hopefully at the end of next week about park factors, especially in regard to pulled, barreled baseballs, essentially why guys like Alex Bregman and Yuli Gurriel can have so much success and what park factors come into play when you're looking at pulled, barreled baseballs. Should be interesting. Deep dive.
Man, that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, thanks for stopping by and talking up Strasburg, even though I personally hate it. I feel like we've done enough to tell everyone, don't draft either one of these guys. So hopefully you come away with the right strategy. And if you're a Jack Flaherty fan or a Strasburg fan, we apologize. But that is going to wrap it up for us. Thanks so much for coming by, and we will talk to you again soon. We're going to get you in season for sure this year. So.
Oh, wow. But for real, a moment of sincerity, you guys do fantastic work, and it really is an honor to be on, so I really do appreciate that.
Man, I don't feel that was sincere at all, but I do appreciate it. So thank you.
4 years of NYU theater school, okay? That better be sincere. I want my money back. All right? I want my friggin' money back.
All right. We will see you guys later. Take it easy, everybody.
Player Debates 2020, brought to you by In This League. Check us out at patreon.com/ITL Army today. Find your Player Debate 2020 poll results and special debates only at patreon.com/ITL Army.